favorite scary movie. Have you checked the children?
It's all for you!
We have such sights to show you.
Okay, this'd be fun. This'd be a fun four-page outline. Yeah,
there we go. I hear purring. Is there a cat by nearby?
Currently, no.
Oh.
I think you're just hearing shit, dude.
If my computer stopped being a little bitch, you would have heard it earlier, but Bowie was literally standing on, like, clinging on to me like a freaking, like, monkey or something. She, like, the second like I sat down, she jumped up
like
on me.
Like a killer pinata?
Yes, okay. Exactly like a killer pinata. Thank you for that segue. On that note, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Horrible People's Podcast. I am your host, Alex Webster. With me, as always, Anthony Fuentes.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Hello.
Hello. Okay, very good. I'm sorry. Phil Acevedo.
Hello there. What's up?
Hello. And our guest co-host for the month, James Brizuela, for the last time for Trash Month 2024. So sad.
I'm sad yet so happy this is over.
Oh man, we really peaked early with this.
Yeah, we did. It was like awesome, and then it just got progressively worse.
I don't know, guys. I think this is the most trash month pick that we've had in our 2 months of. It's the most emblematic of what this month is representing right here, for sure.
It's bad.
It is more trash than I think most of the trash we've covered.
I hope this is part of discussion part, because I want to know which one is the trashiest one.
Honestly, I'll add that in, because I definitely meant to add it, but I was too focused on the game that we're playing later, which, by the way...
Oh, let's go! We do need a ranking of the trash month picks at the end of this,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A trash tier list, if you will.
Yeah. So be prepared for that. I would start thinking improv, quips, get on your, like, use this outline to get on your A game for the game.
Okay, then.
All right. Got my bottle of water and cashews right here. I got that the fuel for it, baby. Yeah.
We are talking about Killer Pinata from 2015 or 2017. I couldn't really find anything really solid. Letterboxd said 2017. I'm pretty sure it's 2015. But what a shit show.
Tubi said 2015. I believe in my heart.
Yeah, I believe Tubi as well.
Okay.
I saw that too.
They Tubi knows their trash very well, so I believe
that's true. That's true.
There's a lot of trash at all. There's a lot of trash on Tubi.
And for the last time for Trash Month 2024, James, introduce this film for us, please.
Yes, I will set the scene for this cinematic masterpiece. So, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. Anyway.
Oh, I'm not high this week. I just want to clarify. If I fuck up, it's my own doing.
That is very fair.
I want to be right now.
I was like, I gotta be sharp.
Yeah, here we go. A possessed pinata seeking to avenge the savagery that humanity has inflicted on its kind picks off a group of friends one by one in an unending night of terror.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, you know what?
Savagery that humanity inflicted on its kind. I mean, really?
Shit movie 10 out of 10 IMDb synopsis, though. I got this best one I've had in a long time.
This is an entertaining one, at least. It gets you, like, excited about it, into it, if you will.
It's literally better than 90 minutes of the whole fucking movie right there. That's
very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Moving right along. So, shocking no one, this film doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Oh my god.
So you know it's doomed to be some high quality trash. Yes. It was directed by Steven Tramontana?
Sure.
Writers Megan McManus, Steven Tramontana, and Nick Weeks. Cast: Eliza Jane Morris as Lindsay Goodman, Lindsay Ashcroft as Rosetta Stone.
That is her last name.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I had a feeling too. I was like, what's her last name, Stone? Please tell me her name.
Yes. Nate Bryan as the buff stuff Chad.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Billy Chengeri? Sure. I don't know. As Scott. And Elias Acevedo as Luke Goodman. Whoa! What are your peoples?
There were not one, but two Acevedos in the cast. One of them was like the birthday girl who got her party got crashed by the lady with the hook hand. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
There were three. Who was the DP on this?
Was I going to say, was anybody named Phil?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I recognize that cinematic style anywhere.
I shot this movie. Yes. I am the DP behind this. Yes. I shot this. This is my masterpiece.
This is your magnum opus, fucking killer.
Which is crazy, God, considering that you weren't even in the chat when we decided to cover this movie.
We found your work. We're sorry.
We were talking about it. We were talking about it on Instagram, but you weren't part of that. So yes. I'm sure Alex will tell you all about how this transpired.
I can't wait to hear the story. Yes,
it's pretty good. Anyway. So, release date, December 15th, 2015, with an estimated budget of $5,000, which I don't even know how they got that.
It all went to me, pretty much.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I'm going to shoot this fucking movie. I'm going to shoot this movie, but I'm never going to talk about it again. Pay me $5,000.
No. That's why I was so $200 bucks. Like, the rest is craft services, yeah, right there, dude. great table at this set.
Which was all the candy from the piñata store. Yeah. That was craft service.
The candy that he shit out.
Yep.
Okay. Question: did you guys watch this with subtitles? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. I was very curious on that. We'll get to why in a minute, but
I had to, because I was getting, they talked very low.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I don't even know what the fuck these people are saying. And then it made me mad. I had to put the subtitles on. I was like, I can't believe I actually have to pay attention to this horse shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched it two parts. Anyway. It took
me 2 days to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I went literally at the hour mark. I'm like, I know the third act's coming. I am going to take a break and get a little higher and come back to this.
God, I wish. I watched this at work yesterday and today.
Yeah,
I did. I also, I watched the first 40 minutes on my lunch break earlier today, and then I came home and finished it, and I was like, dear God, I wish it would have ended at 40 minutes.
I did it before work, too. I was like, I got like 45 minutes or so before I have to drive out to the office, and I like traffic better.
We're already skipping to our discussion.
I know.
This is great.
Dude, that's hilarious.
All right, guide us, please.
All right, I'll kick us off here. Here we go. Pizza party at the Scientology Center. Partying out for pizza and Scientology.
What? Are we going to discuss these titles first, Alex, or are we just going to just go? Or is that
I'm
later?
I'm not sure if I understand even the title, to be honest.
Is Webster here? Reference. They should drop out. I blame the pinata in your house right now, dude.
This honestly made me a little wary of pinatas, although I am tempted to get one for my birthday this year now. So the titles, I would like to paint an image for you, if I may. The worst dates possible. End image.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my God.
There will be explanation later, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
The worst first date possible.
Did you have a first date?
Okay, this is actually really good.
Absolutely not, Phil. Please.
Okay.
Please. I respect myself.
Oh, my God. I was about to say. I was like, what? Jesus. Anyways, we're good, right? We're recording?
Yes,
we're all good? All right. Yeah. We're going to rock and roll here. Here we go. So, let me say this one more time. Pizza party at the Scientology Center.
Woo!
Fucking A, dude. Let's go.
Bad date number one.
So, for those who had the great pleasure of not seeing this movie, we're going to break it down for you right here. So, here's a little plot synopsis here. I'll start it off with this little piece right here. This masterpiece opens up with a party store shopkeeper opening up for the day. It's eerie and quiet. and there are so many goddamn piñatas. They're everywhere. Sensing something is amiss, she calls out only to find one of the workers slain.
Oh,
there's
shit.
There's somebody dead. The shopkeeper screams in Spanish. We cut to a very melodramatic title sequence. And this is, of course, where we see an inconspicuous white man enter the party shop, looking around impatiently. He's looking for a piñata for his kid's birthday party. The current employee, seemingly unaware of the bloodshed, assists him. And this is where the dad finally settles on three different piñatas, including an ominous piñata with the sign, "Do not sell." That is spelled with a C-E-L-L on
so
it.
So stupid.
There's a sign on the piñata that says, "Do not sell," as in cell phone.
Don't call it. Do not
Thanks
call it.
Thanks for explaining,
piñata.
Phil.
And after bribing the employee, he takes out three piñatas back to the house. Meanwhile, at the house, our assumed protagonist, Lindsay, and her horny best friend, Rosetta, also known as Mrs. Stone, helps set up and gossip.
I like how he bribed him with $20.
I know.
$20 in 2015 money, so that's like $23 bucks.
I was about to say, I was like, it's not a lot. It's like
okay, hold on. He works at a piñata shop. You really think that he has a lot of, or he cares to get a lot of money? Yeah. He's like, $20 and $20.
That's true.
When I was
working retail or like food service, like if someone was like, do this for $20 that I will give you, I would have done it.
Oh, yeah. True. I was also very reckless with my money, though, so 20 just went. It just went.
That's fair.
So, the birthday boy at what appears to be the worst birthday party known to man with no additional children. No, that's right. I didn't even notice that. Picks out his piñata and ceremoniously beats the living shit out of it. Cut to that evening, and Lindsay informs her parents she doesn't want to go on vacation and insists on staying. They leave under the promise that she wouldn't throw any wild parties.
Okay, real quick, I speculate they couldn't afford the child labor stipulations, which is why there are no other
It would have taken 20 seconds. Yeah. They had a homeless person subplot.
I think it was actually a homeless person. I think I'm throwing it out there. I don't know anything about the production. Probably homeless dude.
So, the shopkeeper from the beginning returns from an undisclosed trip where the current employee asks if she has all she needs to defeat the evil. She says yes, only to discover that he sold the fucking evil. God
sold the
dang
evil.
It, dude.
Here's your problem. Then the doll was set to evil.
She's like, don't you see the fucking sign that says do not sell, dude?
Clearly not.
Anyways, she then goes on a hunt for all white people with piñatas in the general location, tearing apart a piñata with her hook hand and ruining the wrong child's birthday.
So dumb.
I mean, that was funny. I kind of enjoyed that scene, actually.
It was pretty good.
It was good, but also, like, just her at the very end, just like, Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah.
She might as well just pull the Daniel Day-Lewis and would have been like, whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, really though. That lady was so unbelievably stupid, but she had like the best lines ever.
Oh my God.
She did. Oh yeah.
She did.
I am investigating.
So... Oh my God. That is right. ¿Dónde está? Oh man.
She even had a Scarface Conyo in there.
Conyo. I know. I think that was her last word too, right?
It was.
Conyo! And then she died.
So
Scarface. Oh, that's another cinematic masterpiece. But anyways,
Trash Month 20. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Meanwhile, Rosetta returns with her cousin Marty, who is painfully awkward and the butt of every joke here onward. Good Lord, this guy, Marty. Oh, man.
It's Martin.
It's Martin?
It's Martin.
Oh, man, this guy. Yeah. Oh, man. Anyways, Scott and Chad join thereafter. Scott is Lindsay's on-again, off-again boyfriend, when Chad is, let's just say he's very horny. It seems like a match made in heaven, right?
Good God.
This is where Marty tries to score some alone time with Lindsay and backfires, and everyone goes out insisting Marty actually stays after a verbal dressing down by his own cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man. The liquor store scene where we're introduced to Scott and Chad. Oh my god, the advice. He's like,
Christ.
He's like, pull your dick out and just put it in your hand, dude.
Yep. It was like, basically, that was a movie equivalent of Grab Her by the Pussy. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Right in 2015, huh? That's pretty interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It lines up.
Wow.
It lines so very topical.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny? James, I don't know if you were there for this, but in 2015, I'm pretty sure it's 2015, I had a Trump piñata. Do you remember this?
I was there. I was there. Yes, I was there.
That was 2015. That was 2015, dude.
Very, very topical.
You're not taking on the first swing. Phil cost this country a lot. Okay?
Dude, not only did I beat it up, I also gave him a rock bottom and a people's elbow in my parents' front yard.
And then also, you tried to put your dick in Enrique's hand, so that happened too.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow. That happens a lot, though. Happens a lot.
Tried?
It was a goddamn success, my friend.
James, I think he does that at every party.
He does. He does.
Yeah.
Listen, we have photo evidence of you guys in bed together, so.
That's true. I'm not making any denials here.
And someone can't defend themselves, so you know, as far as we know.
I know, right?
We got our narrative going on here, so I hope he's listening.
Reeks, who has been on this podcast before, I wish he was here to defend himself. Poor guy.
Can you imagine subjecting him to this stupid fucking movie, though?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But he would be really high, and he'd be laughing his ass off at it, so I don't think he would have that terrible of a time with it.
No, you have
but if
to
he was sober...
Yeah.
No, if he was sober, he'd flip the tables. He'd probably destroy his own room.
That's true.
How pissed off he is with this movie.
That's true.
You got to get stupider with the movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my absolutely. God. Yeah. But anyways, Fwen, continue, please. Let's do it. Make it quick, please.
Stupider. Let's do stupider day ideas here. Going to Monster Jam. All right.
Hold on. I resent this as a bad date idea. Monster Jam is awesome.
Okay, hold on. Pause. Hold the fucking phone. You put this in the chat for bad date ideas.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Wow.
My bad.
Wait, are these titles all first dates that you guys have experienced?
No.
Or are you website?
No.
None of them. I don't think.
These are just ones we were riffing on terrible. We were riffing on titles.
IG, yeah.
On IG about terrible date ideas and how they would be the categories for this movie that you'll find out later about.
This is shortly before James discovered his love of Monster Jam for sure. So.
But I agree with James, though. Monster Jam
Sunday,
is not
Sunday,
a bad
Sunday.
Idea.
Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dude, Truckzilla, let's go.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Killer Pinata versus Truckzilla. Next fucking movie. Book it.
Damn, let's go.
We're getting too many good ideas here. Well, anyways, onto this film. We finally see our Killer Pinata as the rainbow donkey comes to life as a homeless man wanders into the backyard. What a surprise. Killer Pinata sharts out candy, which the man eats, and then he just fucking immediately dies. It's so stupid. This is the long shot on the dookie. That's great. Anyways.
Yeah. It was an extended shot of just fart noises.
It was.
Yeah. And
it went on forever.
This was no like public domain laugh or like fart noise track. This is somebody behind a mic in like a Foley pit or something. Just like,
oh, yeah.
Just going like,
I mean, guys, it is obviously clear to me and to everybody and to our audience that this was written by a sixth grader.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, this is like a sixth grader's understanding of
a story.
Of a story.
Yeah.
Also a sixth grader's understanding of how young adults speak.
Yes.
It's a sixth grader's understanding of what it
means. Pretty sure they were making the shart noises too.
Yeah. About horniness in general.
Oh my god. This is a sixth grader who just had a birthday party and watched American Pie for the first time and has an iPhone 5.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yes, for sure. That is, honestly,
that's how it worked out.
That is spot fucking on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh my Lord. Anyway, yep. So what do we do next? All right. Next up, Marty. Not Martin. Hearing, no. That's actually a good gimmick. I like that. That was good. Hearing the ruckus goes out into the garage where the piñata was waiting. Somehow ties a noose around his neck, strangles him, and eats him? Question
There's
mark?
Like munching noises, and it's very confusing. Yeah. Also, just as a note to everyone, much like a Slaughterhouse, there is no plot synopsis anywhere. So I literally just watched this movie and took notes.
Honestly, yeah. Way better than Wiki could have ever done.
Thank yeah. you.
Really good stuff here, Webster.
Oh,
really good stuff
God.
Here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Wiki Webster. Oh. Boom. Send it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There
well,
you go.
Well, the squad returns only to find Marty is missing. And despite this being the goal from, of course, the beginning, because Marty's just a pain in the ass, Rosetta investigates out back, but our little piñata is quick at the body disposal, apparently. I don't know. Yeah.
Again, dragging a body. How is this piñata? Ah! It's fine.
How does a sloth dial, you know?
Yeah, it's just, the world's okay. full of little mysteries, isn't it?
It is what it is.
It is.
I mean, guys, let's just make a movie already. I mean, what the fuck? It's
honestly,
let's just make one already.
Phil, we've been talking about this for literal years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. After watching these, it's not a Martin Scorsese movie. It's not a David Lynch movie. It's not a Tarantino movie. It's Trash Month movies that motivate me to make a fucking movie already.
Hell yeah.
It really is. It's just like... You're like, hold on, my piñata take can be way cooler than this. That's how I'm seeing it right there.
Yeah,
I get mad because I'm like, they get funding to do these shitty movies, and if I had $5,000, I could do a
five
way
grand?
Better movie.
Yeah, yeah,
totally.
I mean, $5,000, yeah, dude, it will get you so far, but it'd be a lot better than what we got here.
Someone give us $5,000 to make a movie, I promise. And that is a Webster promise that it will be better than 2015's Killer Pinata.
There you go.
I was like, you got $5,000. I want $5,000.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Anyways,
we got $5,000.
Now back to this. I don't even think it was fucking $5,000 to be honest with you. But anyways, Rosetta brings the pinata in, and Chad immediately tries to fuck it. Wish we were joking. I also regret to inform you that Rosetta consoles the piñata by speaking Spanish to it.
I will say that I was hoping that this movie was vaguely racist and it accomplished that goal.
Yeah.
It did.
It went well over vaguely. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it did.
I was like waiting for it too. I'm like, I'm waiting for this moment. Come on, dude.
Yep.
Just throw it in already. A bunch of white people with piñata. Just give it to me already. Where is it?
Yep.
And then I'm like, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Where you
there
been this whole time, dude? That took you way too long, man.
Well, per 2015 tradition, the Utes play King's Cup. Oh my God, it is. Yeah. And things get awkward between Lindsay and Scott, who have an argument in the next room while Chad and Rosetta pretty much immediately make horny eyes at each other.
Oh, God.
Yeah, again, first time watching American Pie, these children.
I swear. The scenes with them two, like, does look like a amateur pornography film.
Yeah. I will say this,
absolutely.
Though. This dude has some major strong... this dude, what's his name, Chad? He had some major strong Phil vibes because...
Ew!
I said some shit like this once in high school, aka when I was 16. I said, look, you have a really good opportunity to be with me tonight. Don't fuck it up, right? He exactly said those words, and I'm like, that's
Phil,
some shit that 15, 16-year-old Phil would say.
The fact that you're willing...
But this dude... But this dude is 30,
all
right?
They're not. They're college students, first of all. Second of all, the fact that you willingly just admitted that into a microphone that is recording...
Mm-hmm.
Is embarrassing.
I was 15. It's embarrassing.
I remember Phil was the DP on this movie. He fed the lines on the script too. Phil had a lot of hats on this production. I gotta tell you.
I'm pretty sure Phil just admitted that he's a predatory lesbian.
Oh God. Damn. Go full circle.
Oh, there we go. Yep, that's not true. Phil wore a lot of hats.
Honestly, oh my god. When I saw them playing King's Cup, I was just like, "This is. I gotta go. I need. I need an adult. This is awful."
And then,
oh man.
Oh, I don't even, where the fuck was I on this shit? Oh, there we go. Hey. Anyways, the pinata begins sneaking around the house while Lindsay and Scott watch a movie in Lindsay's room. And, of course, while Chad and Rosetta very loudly role play. Now, thankfully, the pinata arrives to quickly put us out of our misery, but not before involving himself in a... twist. And a weird fucking scene, because the pinata once again expels candy into Chad's mouth, causing him to vomit uncontrollably, which in turn causes Rosetta to vomit uncontrollably to the tune of Fortuna. The fucking trailer music for like 10 years. Dude, that was the trailer music for the Two Towers.
No,
not the Two Towers. What was it? No, that was a different one. Fuck.
Jackass, the movie?
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Fortuna is a very, very famous opera song.
No, I know.
That's used a lot.
It's used a lot for its dramatic and like emotional gravitas.
I'm sorry, I was just immediately thinking of a better movie after thinking of vomit.
apparently it's perfection being placed with vomit, I guess. I literally got home from work and I had my dinner and I was like, ah, great. I was trying to eat and I was like, perfect.
Honestly, I made like a noise at my desk. I was just like, God.
I went straight to the phone. I'm like, I don't know how this is going to actually resolve itself, but I'm going to go on Reddit.
I mean, talk about vomit-inducing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is director's ode to audition right here, for sure. Anyways, so as Rosetta think of better movies as I'm watching this. So as Rosetta makes her slippery escape, the pinata reanimates Chad's corpse and follows after her, finishing the job.
Dumb.
This is gonna sound weird, but this is the moment where I mentally checked out. Not that I shouldn't have mentally checked out way before, but I was like remotely entertained up until like the vomit. I was like, all right, this is a little too much. And then the zombie corpse thing, I was like, okay, now I'm done.
Yeah. How could he do that? He just stood on his back and suddenly he reanimated. I don't understand.
I'm assuming, this is my assumption for the lore of Killer Pinata, but I think his candy either poisons people and then it also has some sort of zombie powers, I guess.
But he stood on his back and there was like electricity crackling, like he was fucking Frankenstein or something.
Right, I understand that. But I think because he pooped in his mouth a lot with the chocolate eggs or whatever.
Of course, naturally. I don't know.
The more we're talking about this, the fucking worse this is really becoming, honestly.
I really
think we're thinking about it a touch too much.
The level of reasoning here we're applying is... some shit. Lindsay, stoned as hell because she got weed, wanders into the living room and an obviously dead Chad, still being puppeted by the pinata, reassures her that everything is okay.
Okay, let's talk about the weed for a moment, shall we? Because Scott is like has like the smallest one hitter I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna bring that up, but I forgot to write it down. I was like, what is that?
Like, you see him, and like it looks like he's actually smoking something, which is also hysterical to me. Like, there's no cuts, like, you see him light a pipe, inhale, and exhale. Very amusing to me, but it's the smallest little, like, one hitter I've ever seen. I'm just like, oh yeah, these stoners, man.
That $5,000 budget, dude. That's that budget. That they didn't have the budget for the good stuff.
Well, I think it was just their weed.
Probably.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it was pretty bad. She falls asleep, of course, and it takes exactly 30 seconds before Scott goes full creepo mode and starts whacking it. Lindsay wakes up and yells at him. Scott failing to see anything wrong with the situation. Okay, he is... person. This dude okay, sucks. Yeah, this is yeah. The dude sucks. Well, basically every character sucks.
He's like sucked yeah. this whole movie, but this is like a new low in a way that I was I just like, holy shit, because. He follows earlier in the movie. He follows her into the kitchen when she's like, "I'm gonna go get beer because this is awkward." And he immediately is like, "Why did you be such a bitch?" Like, it's like, "Oh God, oh,
yeah.
yeah, yeah."
Please. As the movie keeps going, it's stacking lows. To be yeah. honest with you, like it really,
yeah,
is.
It really does. And now let's take a trip to the taxidermist.
So, oh
my God. talk about getting stuffed. Anyway, so.
No, that's Thanksgiving.
Hey, you know what? Whatever. Okay, people get stuffed with things in this movie. Okay, so they do. Anyway, Lindsay admits they'll never get together again because she's gay, and Scott somehow gets worse. By the way, I love the. I text Alex about this. Apart from you guys, I wasn't sure if you watched it, but I was like. Wait a minute. What was that moment where she just fucking stares at her, undresses her with her eyes, and I think she licks her lips?
Oh, like, yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
I was like, what? What part? Is happening? What part? It was right when they all get together at the house or whatever, and then Rosetta is, like, bending over to do something. Scott's right uh-huh. next to her, and she just totally
oh, yeah.
just eye fucks her. Yeah, and then, like, licks her lips. And and Scott makes a comment. She just like blows it off. I don't know. It was just really funny to me. I was like, oh, okay, that's the movie's way of saying that she might be gay. Okay, that's cool.
So that's two Trash Month movies with predatory lesbians. Got it.
Basically. Got
it. And they're both basically. Episodes that I wrote. So.
Oh my God. Webster, wow. You pointed that out. You didn't need to, but you did.
I had to because as I was writing the episode and as I was talking to James about that, I was just like, how did I end up being the one to write these episodes? Because I didn't pick any of them. This is like, I was just like, I'll take this one and I'll take that hilarious. One, not having seen either. So
that's true and very fair.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess so, that's the theme for this year's freaking...
Absolutely not.
Predatory lesbian.
Predatory lesbian Alex Webster? Yeah.
Yes, that is a Trash Month mascot, if you will.
No! Honestly,
So, Lindsay and...
That was good.
Oh, jeez. So, Lindsay and Scott continue screaming, but then they see the blue sludge that was leaking out of Chad's mouth, and the lights go out. Dun, dun, dun. They discover the bodies of their friends and break for it, only to find the shopkeeper arrives, hook hand raised to knock. She explains that she is not their enemy and is there to find and kill the piñata and send his soul back to hell. Cue ridiculously stupid animated lore dump about how the piñata was once a man who worked at a piñata factory and was bullied for reasons unknown to us. Some workplace bullying results in him being dropped into an industrial shredder. His spirit possessed a piñata, and here we are. So, back to the dumb white kids.
Yeah, based in, I think they made this in like 2015, like HTML Flash.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
It looked like
yeah.
it. It looked very much like it.
Yeah.
MS Paint version of a lore dump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, the dumb white kids don't know any Spanish, and she yells at them just in time for a piñata stick to be shoved through her body, which is why I brought up the stuffing. So. Piñata, oh, excuse me, let me back up a little bit. Shoved through her body while she screams, "Coño!" And
Coño!
Which is fucking hilarious. So,
shout out to Manolo and Scarface.
Yeah, shout out to Scarface, "Coño!" So, piñata chaos ensues, and we get the POV of the piñata as it attacks the two remaining characters. Scott and Lindsay decide they have to fight and kill this thing. With what, though? Weapons, of course. Cue montage.
This part, genuinely, favorite part of the movie.
So, yeah. I didn't know if Fwen had watched it, and I didn't think to text him to ask. And I was going to be like, dude, what's up with this Fallout 4 weapons montage? Like, they have rudimentary tools, and all of a sudden they just become these badass weapons. I was like, okay.
Literal workbench, too. Literal fucking workbench.
Literal workbench.
He took a knife, like, from the kitchen to a block of wood and somehow got a slot of shotgun. It was great.
Yes. And honestly, the mop in the string into a compact or a compressed bow killed me. That shit made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, that this whole montage really just like, it was the one part where I genuinely had a good time. Everything else, I was just like, why am I here?
These are the moments that made me feel like it was very much in line with Thanksgiving. I was like, this is so fucking stupid, but yet it's so entertaining.
It does, yeah, but it's hard. It's so Thanksgiving light because it follows like a puking weirdo fucking scene. You're like, how did they get? What are they? Who thought it? And you're like, okay, cool. Now they're doing some 80s shit. This is good.
Yeah. So, so as they search the house for the pinata, Scott stupidly puts down his weapon. Somehow the pinata escapes detection and starts shooting at the college students, hitting Lindsay in the leg. Inexplicably, the pinata bites through the front of Scott's pants, only to start sucking his dick.
Jesus Christ.
And then bites it off, causing blood to squirt everywhere, and he drops dead. Poor Scott. Finally gets some action, only to die from it.
He was just like, it's finally happening. Like, I'm just like, shut the fuck up, Scott.
I was like,
I was just shocked they went that far. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
No, really, no.
Sixth grader.
Yeah. The close-ups, yeah.
I was like,
holy shit.
Oh, damn, this is really happening. The piñatas.
Phil,
really
as, Phil, as the DP, was it your choice to do the close-ups for that long? Is that how that worked?
I had a camera operator handle that, so I was like, here, dude, put the camera right there, handle and it. I'll hold this light. Handle it.
You know where I thought they were going to get even worse is after the fact when that stupid kid comes back and he sees the candy on the ground and the bitten off dickhead there. I was like, please do not pick that up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't. I had that I was like, too.
I was like, oh, my God, he's going to do something with that. And then that, I was like, that's it. That's it.
And this is why we have to make a horror film, James, because we're all on the same page.
That's very true. Anyway, so the fight moves to the basement where Lindsay, giving her best final girl speech, ends up getting her ear bitten off. Ultimately, the pinata is bested. Lindsay feasts on the pinata's chocolate heart and stares off into nothing. The family returns and is greeted by the carnage. Mama Goodman wastes no time, though, and tells Lindsay exactly how they're going to cover up the murders, complete with a fourth line break when she says the title of the film, which, again, I was like, really? That's where you break the fourth wall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we could just go back to the final girl speech really quick.
Yes.
That final girl speech was so bad that it made Halle Berry's Do You Know What Happens to a Toad speech look like fucking cinema, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys, recall Halle Berry in X-Men, the very first one. Like,
yeah, of
Do You Know What Happens? Yes, like it's bad. That's probably one of the worst lines ever written in the history of movies.
At least
and
for,
I think
for,
this one
for Halle Berry's, it was just a line, like it wasn't a whole speech.
Yeah, but it was a very cringe scene, and this was 10 times worse.
It was so bad.
The movie ends with previously mentioned stupid little kid Luke eating some of the killer pinata's candy, fate unknown. Dun dun dun. Mm-hmm. I would like to state that there is a sequel in the works.
I couldn't. No, is it in the works or is it
one already?
Out? I think
it's already out.
It, yeah, I
it's
wasn't
Bride
sure.
Of
is it out?
Pinata.
Yes.
Yeah. It's on
so
TV
it's
right
Bride.
Now. I accidentally watched the first 5 minutes of it because I thought it was. I was like,
no
wait,
way.
Oh, wait,
is that?
Is it? Yeah.
Is it just as bad?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. What's up? Yeah. No, it's.
Oh,
I watched
God.
The first 5 minutes on accident.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, wait, I'm watching. I was like, why does it say Bride of fucking Killer Pinata?
Trashma 2025, baby.
I don't know if I can do this again, guys. This is truly maybe the worst movie. I mean, Thanksgiving 3.
Yeah, that takes the game.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. We're going Cocaine Bear, please.
Genuinely, no. We'll talk about it when we get to thoughts, but like, never again.
Yeah,
it is bad. The synopsis for the synopsis for the sequel is pretty great.
Rate it.
Yeah, okay. What is it?
10 years after finally defeating the killer pinata, Lindsay Goodman finds herself struggling with domestic life in the suburbs.
Oh my God!
When a new pinata arrives looking for help, the killer pinata awakes, mentoring her in his murderous ways and raining hell down on the suburbs. with her family in the crosshairs, Lindsay must rally the old crew one last time to send the killer pinata back to hell for good. Who?
What
they
crew?
All died.
They all died.
I know.
What crew? They're all dead.
So anyway,
it's just Martin. It's just Martin. He didn't.
What I accidentally watched. It was like a recap of what happened in the first movie.
Oh God!
And then I'm like, why is the movie starting off like? Did they not film this? And then I clicked on the info and I'm like, this is Bride of Killer Piñata. Oh, this is the sequel. There's two of these fucking things. And then I saw on Tubi. I'm like, oh, I'm watching the sequel. Oh shit, I gotta go to the first one. And yeah, so it starts off with like the synopsis of what happened in the first movie and like how the killer piñata was came from a piñata factory worker and stuff like that. They showed the whole animation again. And then I was like, why is this feels like a recap? Oh shit, it is a recap. Oh damn.
Oh man, that's rough. It's me watching Evil Dead 2. I'm just like, didn't I see this already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Guys, we're going to the prison museum.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
There is a very apparently popular prison museum in Texas, and there's photos of me there as a child, and I was a little too enthusiastic. I will leave it at that.
Wow.
Nice.
It would be Texas.
Oh, yeah, it's in Huntsville. all right. Killer Pinata has an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes with no critical consensus and less than 50 ratings, so take that as you will. 80%, though?
Hell yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's
hell yeah, again, let's go.
Yeah, once again, dude, Rotten Tomatoes, dude.
Yeah, Phil's favorite website.
Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah.
So I couldn't find any actual reviews of this movie by critics, so let's just assume they were either insanely positive or depressingly negative. I'm going to...
Yeah.
Vote mostly depressingly negative, though.
For sure.
Somehow, though, this does have a Letterboxd listing, and it's averaged at 2.4 out of 5 stars out of less than 1,000 reviews.
Holy shit.
I can't believe it's that high.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kicking us off, AJ, with 1.5 stars, the weapon-making montage, pure cinema. On the
yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, man.
Part of Jody Stokes' 2.5 star review says, quote, also, never thought I'd witness someone puke to Carl Orff's O Fortuna and writhe around in their own vomit, but it happened, and I did laugh a lot.
Same.
3 stars for user Maskell. Quote, for a movie about a killer pinata made for probably $10, this was surprisingly not as bad as I was expecting. Unquote.
I mean...
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I was
a lot worse.
The bar was in hell, as I am wont to say. Half a star from appropriately named user Glitterfart.
Nice.
Me to myself, this movie fucking sucks. Holy hell, it's never ending. You stupid ass bitch, you did it again, picking utter garbage. When are you going to change? Also me. Goes and adds Bride of the Killer Pinata to my watch list.
Oh, there it is. There it
yes.
is.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That was the self-insert. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yep. There's only 15 publicly available reviews, but they're all very funny. Check them out.
Nice. Nice. All right.
Guys, we're here already. Believe it? We're only 45 minutes into the episode.
Oh, my God. That's half the movie.
We did everything we could, Webster. You did great by putting together this script.
Great play-by-play. Great play-by-play.
Truly, there was nothing I was putting off writing this episode because I was like, there's nothing I can write about this movie. There's nothing out there. Literally nothing. Which I knew was going to be short, which is why I wrote a fun little game.
Hey.
But before we get there, thoughts on Killer Pinata.
Oh man, it doesn't get any trashier than this, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's emblematic of trash month, like 100%.
I'm telling you, within the first 40 minutes, I was like, okay, it was stupid, but it was funny, and it was really bad, but it was still funny. And then they lost me. I wanted to like it more, But yeah. The second half of the movie, I was like, this is just so bad. But yeah. The beginning was so ridiculously stupid that it reminded me a lot of Thanksgiving. I was like, okay, this is ridiculous, like, beyond all measure. But it was still, there was very funny moments. And mm-hmm. again, I feel like it was that movie that was very well aware of itself. And it tried to be entertaining at least. But yeah, like, the dick sucking part and like everything else, oh, I was man. Like, all right, this is too much.
This was yeah. very much a we were rooting for you, I was rooting for you yes. situation.
Yeah, it 100% yeah. was. And it had me in the first half, I'm not gonna lie. It did. I was laughing, I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. And then yeah, they just completely lost me. The zombie part, I was like, okay, this is enough. Like, I'm out.
Yeah, after that I was just like, what is the goal here?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, how are you gonna start kind of like really, really ridiculous and garbagey and somehow take that big a nosedive?
Right.
Like the yes, 180 right. is insane.
Seriously.
It is. It really is. Like the lore, I was like, okay, just stop, dude. And mm-hmm. when the piñata is biting on her arm, and I was like, where the fuck is this thing's teeth at? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. When it comes to the piñata's physiology, there is something that I was incredibly amused by. They changed his eye stickers yeah. like from oh, yes. like yep. to like yes. angry, and it was just
yes, like, yes, yes, yes.
So stupid.
I did kind of like that though.
So nice, I don't
in idle fan idle hands, right?
Was yeah. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the zombie part, did you guys notice that the entire piñata changed into like a person holding the back of that guy?
I saw that.
So
I
it totally went from being like that. Most of the POV was like the side view of it, and then you could, and then obviously the first person perspective. But that was the only moment where it flipped to an actual person that was literally wearing a piñata like costume or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh dear God, come on.
I must have missed that because I have no idea what you're talking yeah. about.
I spotted it and I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, the piñata itself, it's very brief. It's like it showed yeah. really quick, but the entire size of the piñata changes in one fell swoop, and then it goes back to being small again. So it was yeah. it was just one of those things. I was like, oh, this is pure unadulterated trash.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man, I mean, we talked about it earlier, but like, when your movie name is called Killer Piñata, there is still hope that you can still make a really entertaining, fun movie with this. There were some entertaining parts. I also had me, this thing also had me in the first half, where I was like, okay, all right, this movie's pretty self-aware. And yeah. I was like, okay, now we're just, I think they just kind of dipped, and I think they just wanted to, they fired their old writer and they brought in some sixth graders apparently to write this, and it was yeah. like, okay, this feels like a 90-minute long like a comedy sketch from like what's that one show, the Whitest Kids You Know, or like
it felt like something like that.
And I was like, okay mm-hmm. man, like, end this movie already, please, it's too long. But yeah.
That was my issue with the movie. Like, it is a really fun premise, it did not need to be 90 minutes.
No.
I know.
Yeah.
Seriously. Even Thanksgiving was only like an hour and 10 minutes, and that's exactly what this movie should
have been. Yeah. An hour ten, that would have been great. I feel like it did like add a lot of unnecessary. Somehow this movie about a killer piñata has unnecessary scenes.
No, right? So I made a mental timestamp of when we actually get to see that you wrote in the script.
40 minutes. But
It was actually 27 minutes in before the piñata did anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. dude, we're like a third into the movie and this thing hasn't fucking done a thing.
It's just setting the stage.
Fucking actual exposition, like, no.
The exposition dump in the form of an animated lore drop was insane mm-hmm. to me.
Again, yep. on like... HTML flash, just okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm with for it. Sure, like, that was some, like, I, like, you played, like, a flash game that looked like that mm-hmm. in 2007.
Right?
Like,
that's, like, not even Strong Bad levels right there. Strong Bad trucking rolls over that shit. Ugh, yeah, no, this, I kind of with you guys, though. This actually wasn't terrible, though, until the vomiting fucking shit happened. And then I was like, ah, not the most creative angles, and then it just kind of got worse. Like, quickly, actually. Like, really quickly got worse. Except I did, yeah, even the kill, like, the way the pinata's taken at the end, he got, like, the fuck, she ate the heart, like, mm-hmm. and the ear. It's like Evander Holyfield and Jason X in fucking 5 minutes. I'm like, all right. I don't know what they're thinking. This whole movie, I just kept, after a while, I'm like, all right, this is getting, like, not that I'm looking for logic, but to really throw it out the window every 15 minutes is something, that's a gift.
Oh, yeah.
That's a gift there. So, yeah. But, there were times when it pulled me back, though.
Yeah.
The montage, the assembly of the weapons, kind of getting it. Even their acting, when they're hyping each other up, I'm like, okay, well, I kind of see some charm here. But then he goes right to being a pervert again. I'm like, all right, well, fuck.
Yeah. He's like, you should fuck. And I'm just like, did you not listen to anything she just said?
Yeah. This is definitely a movie where I was rooting for the pinata for the whole time. I'm like, just take him out, dude. Just take all of them out except our fucking Mexican lady. Let her get something. When she died, that's the only time I felt something a little bit.
I know. Also, I love that they gave her all of this, like, story and plot and then just killed her before she could do anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My whole thought process on this movie was just, like, the whole time I was watching it, I was just like, well, that is certainly a choice. The whole time. That was certainly a choice. Oh, man. I do like the analogy you made, Flynn, about it just being made by sixth graders who just watched American Pie. Like, that is exactly it. Like, literally, this guy, like, upon finding out the girl he likes is gay, he was just like, so can I watch? Or, like, shut the fuck up!
Yeah. Not the most adult approach to that kind of revelation.
No!
A little elementary, I would say.
Dare I say?
He was like the Sean William Scott character. What was his name? Stifler? Stifler?
Yeah, a little like Stifler.
In American
Stifler.
Pie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Terrible. Any other thoughts?
Oh.
No.
No.
Oh, funny. All right, guys.
It's garbage. Garbage.
Garbage. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. What killer party decor item would you like to see come to life next?
Oh,
man.
I got a good one.
Okay.
It's got to be a strobe light.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be a strobe light because not only can it blind people and kill them that way, but also, can you imagine watching a movie where everybody's moving in slow motion and getting murdered? I think that'd be pretty funny. So
I think it'd give me a seizure, but I do like the idea.
Hey, well, you know, it's a flash warning.
We have to suffer for our art. I get it.
Exactly.
For me
it would be the beer bong.
Oh,
the beer bong comes to life. It's possessed by a demon alcoholic who died and choked in his own vomit, but he sent his spirit into this magical beer bong. It comes to life and it chokes the shit out of its victims, but it also gives you one more bong rip before you die.
Are you familiar with the terrible movie franchise Evil Bong?
No.
I am very...
Comedy Central original. Comedy Central original. I remember that.
Yes, yeah. there's many of them.
Evil Bong.
There's like
Look
seven
this
of them.
Now.
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah, they had the girl from Broad City.
Wait, Tommy Chong is in this?
One. He's the Bong!
Why would he not
no
be in that fucking
way.
Movie?
Oh, and of course it's on Tubi. I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna watch
Of course
this.
It's on Tubi.
Yeah.
Of course it's on Tubi.
Oh my
should
God.
Be the, our fucking motto for this entire
whoa,
month.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it's on Tubi.
Wait, there's a crossover one? Oh, dear
yes,
God.
Yes, there is. There's a crossover with Evil Bong and
Ginger Dead Man?
Ginger Dead Man. Who is... Ginger Dead Man is acted by Gary Busey. I shit you not.
Oh,
or Gary Busey Jr. I'm sorry.
So we got a movie potentially with Tommy Chong and Gary Busey.
Jr.
We haven't covered
Gary
it yet.
Busey Jr.
Gary Busey Jr. If Gary Busey Sr. was in it, he'd be like, hey, can you believe that there's fucking gingerbread is gonna heat their fucking bong? Utah.
God, Gary Busey Jr.
Make it
the shit
make
out
it two.
Of
me. Make it two bong hits. Make it two.
Make it two.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, fuck. Okay, killer party item. Let's go with, in the interest of keeping the budget really low,
mm-hmm.
like really low,
mm-hmm.
killer fog machine. Like, just the fog machine rolls through, goes away, dead body, bam. We can really, really stretch that, like $15, I think. We're good.
Yeah. I was thinking streamers.
Nice.
Streamers.
Killer streamers that appear at inconvenient times and you, like, have a weird accident and die.
Nice. I like it.
Oh, prophetic streamers. Yeah. Oh, like, and we can put the Omen music in the back, too. That'd be good. That'd be fucking good. Yeah.
The use of, like well-known, famous classical music in this movie befuddled me at best.
Yeah. Oh, you mean free public domain music? Yeah,
that is exactly what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Go listen to last week's episode for more information on the public domain.
Hey.
All right, guys. Do you at all feel inspired to watch Bride of the Killer Pinata after this?
I do.
Interesting. Yeah.
In the same way that it kind of, well, we, you know, we all watched Thanksgiving 3, which was terrible, but it's that same kind of, okay, well, how much worse can it get?
Right.
And I must know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm down to watch it.
Yeah, I think I am too. Because I watched this stone cold sober, I would like to maybe give it another go, a little loosey-goosey.
Might as well. Yeah, fuck it.
Might as well.
I know. I mean, the IMDb synopsis really sounded pretty fucking dumb, but I'm still curious to see how they make that happen. So, yeah.
There is... I'd be lying if I said I'm not interested.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm interested in, like, her getting the gang back together when they're all dead. So I'm curious. Just
suburban mother version of her also. There's got to be some pinata PTSD.
Sure.
There's some things you can do with this, but I don't know if they have the talent to make it work a little bit.
Yeah. It's just like, I can work with this. I can work with this. Can you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Right. You ready?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Ready.
All right, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm Alex Webster, and this is Horrible After Midnight, the only game show where I'm in charge and I can get these assholes to listen to me.
Hey.
This is
an
After Midnight spoof, Horrible After Midnight, or At Midnight.
Nice.
At Midnight. Horrible. Hey.
Well, I'm horrible all night, baby.
Beautiful. Our panel tonight, starting off, is the first co-host I've ever had, but the last person I'd ever asked to help move, Anthony Fuentes.
Hey. Still got bigger arms than Phil.
Just stop it, dude.
Teeing it up for me perfectly. You've seen his YouTube videos, but have you seen his arms? It's Phil Acevedo.
Oh, hey, hello. Oh, my God.
They're so tiny.
They have less followers than his YouTube page.
My arms don't have any kind of social media platforms, dude. What the hell? It's just me. It's all me. That's all me.
It's all me. Those are my goddamn bananas.
Those are my goddamn bananas. Oh, man.
His new podcast, Retired Mosher, is out now, where I will be forced to fight him in hand-to-hand combat about the difference between scene and emo music. It's James Bazuela.
Oh,
this is very true, and I'm glad to be here.
Speaking of no followers, dude. Oh man. Retired Mosher.
This is
unlike
good.
The retired Mosher, I am in my prime, baby. So let's do
it's
it. Whatever Mosher, you got.
Mosher, not Musher, you illiterate fuck.
I said Mosher.
You said Musher.
Let's run that back.
Whatever. You're retired. Wow. I'm in my prime. Webster, what do you got for us, dude?
She's just instigating us right off the bat. That's perfect.
Haven't seen At Midnight or After Midnight, it is now known. I have a series of improvisational prompts. And I will award points anywhere from 1 to 200 points per question, depending. And you can buzz in multiple times if you'd like. But the person at the end ultimately wins bragging rights. I unfortunately have nothing to give you because we're recording remote. But yeah, it's pretty simple. I think you guys got this.
We got Venmo, Webster. You can, it's fine.
You know what? I will Venmo someone $5. I will Venmo someone $5.
Did it for us, guys. Did it for us.
I had to put something on the line.
You can get Phil some protein bars for those arms right there.
These are horror themed. This is not because, you know, there's not a lot to talk about with Killer Pinata from 2015. There is maybe, you might see an appearance, however. So keep your wits about you and let's get right into it. Okay, contestants. A popular trend on TikTok right now started where women would ask the men in their life how often they think of the Roman Empire, which is shockingly often. It's now turned into its own term, meaning something you will never shut the fuck up about. Wait, is horror my Roman Empire? For points, tell me what a horror icon's respective Roman Empire would be.
A horror icon's respective empire.
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire. Okay.
I'll buzz in.
Okay.
I'm buzzing in. Jason Voorhees' Roman Empire is slutty teenagers.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Points.
Chucky is Andy. That's his Roman Empire.
Andy? Just in general?
Okay. Buzz. Yeah. Buzz. That's his
thing. All right. I'll give you points for that.
Buzz.
Yes, Buzz.
Michael Myers, just like Jason, but also needs to be somewhat related to them. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Whoa,
can I contest that? Can I challenge that?
Sure. Points, by the way.
Okay.
Hey, I got points. I got points, Bill.
What timeline? Oh, I guess it's too late. You already got the point.
No, you can still go.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the retcon, the reason why it didn't, because that was going to be my first answer right there, Fwen. However, I didn't go with that because that could be easily challenged, like assholes like me, when I can say, hey, but what timeline, dude? It was all retconned. They're not related anymore in the David Gordon Green era, which I hate to.
But they were related in multiple movies, which still are out there. So, hey, it's points.
It's true.
Hey. Minus points.
I'm not going to give you points for that, Phil. So sorry.
Take his points.
I'm not taking his points. You fucking shit disturber. All right, moving right along. One of America's favorite pastimes is to watch and judge people's interpersonal conflicts on the subreddit Am I the Asshole? Players, pitch me a headline from this subreddit as a horror character.
Ooh, that's a good one, you...
hold on.
Buzz.
What? Yes.
Freddy Krueger, am I the asshole for invading someone's dreams even if they're middle of a wet dream?
Points.
Nice.
Buzz.
Yes, Phil.
Michael Myers, am I the asshole for trying to kill people while they're getting it on? He's a cock blocker. For being a cock blocker? Am I the asshole? Hey,
that's a better term.
I think you could do better, Phil.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I think he can too.
Buzz?
Yes, James.
Xenomorph.
Cut out. I didn't get any of that.
I cut out? Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Xenomorph. Am I the asshole? Xenomorph?
Oh, sorry.
Just guess a xenomorph. Do you not know what a xenomorph is? Damn it, friend. See, now I lost my train of thought. Now I can't think of it anymore.
Oh, no.
Come back to me. I'll get it again. Stupid friend.
Oh, that's good. That's anyone good. Else? Okay, I like this.
Buzz.
Yes, Phil.
Black Phillip in The Witch. Am I the asshole? I mean, these people obviously don't want to fucking live deliciously, so I need to move on to a different fucking family.
All right, I'll give you points for that.
Thank you.
Oh, Buzz.
Yes, Anthony.
The Conjuring, the two main leads. Am I the asshole for continuously exploiting vulnerable families?
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. I'll give you extra points for that.
Yeah, extra James? Points.
Back to my xenomorph. Am I the asshole for wanting to just continually bust through everybody's chest?
I think you're all the asshole in this particular instance, but points!
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, so far, we got James and Flynn tied at 400.
Ooh. Yay!
We got Phil trailing behind at 200.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, but this is still anyone's game. We still have three more to go, so.
Let's go.
Now, I didn't mention it earlier, but the inspiration for this episode came from a person on Tinder suggesting terrible horror movies, and after watching it, I don't know if I should be grateful or block them immediately. Players, write me a Tinder bio for the killer pinata himself.
Ooh. Oh my god. Okay.
Ooh. Buzz. Okay.
Yes, James.
Hold on. Okay, here is my killer pinata Tinder profile. Do you like really ethnic guys who care a lot about their family? Are you really into kinks? Like getting poop in your mouth?
Oh my god.
If so, shoot me a DM.
Jesus Christ. Oh god, points.
Okay, here we go. Buzz.
Yes.
Two very simple, two words. All right, killer piñata.
Okay.
Tinder bio. Bulimic dick sucker.
Whoa.
Points.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Shit. That kind of took the dick sucking thing out. Okay. Buzz.
Yes, Gwen.
Buzz.
Okay.
Buzz.
Buzz. colorful on the outside, a little dark on the inside. But the BJs are fast.
You know what?
Buzz.
Okay, I'll give you points for that, Flynn, but I think you can do better.
I think so too. Yeah, I'm sorry. He already took the dick stuff.
That's fair.
I think you could do better, and I got no points, but you said the same exact thing to
Flynn,
and you gave him points.
Because his better, actually though. Made me laugh.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes, James.
Not everyone can get to my chocolate heart, but when you do, you can eat it right up.
Oh, that's like, okay, I'm going to call it a net even because it simultaneously made me laugh and cringe.
Oh, shit.
Anything else? Or shall we move on? All right, we're moving on. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are the internet's hottest it couple right now. They're traditionally beautiful, white, rich country music singer and the traditionally beautiful, white, rich football player are somehow public enemy one and two in the eyes of conservatives. However, what horror couple needs to dethrone them?
Buzz.
Fuck.
Oh, Phil.
Tiffany and Chucky.
Okay,
you
points.
Bitch.
Buzz.
Yes, James. Well, actually, no. Flynn said it first. Sorry.
Oh, that his God. Got taken.
Oh, it's okay. I'm in there. I was.
If it got taken, then yeah, James, go.
Sydney Prescott and Ghostface.
Ooh, I like it.
Buzz.
Yes, Flynn.
Okay, so I'm gonna add a little layer to it, but it's definitely the Frankenstein, the Bride of Frankenstein, except Frankenstein is currently a really good football player, and Bride of Frankenstein does have a good album out right now.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Points.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Phil, going into the last prompt, James at 700, Flynn at 700, Phil at 600. It's anyone's game, really.
Oh, here we go. Ooh,
All right.
The internet loves a good apology video. From disgraced forced Netflix comedians to family bloggers, content creators have found making their videos humorous and even musical might detract from the heat they were just under. Players, what is the YouTube apology video title for the killer pinata?
Oh.
The title.
Okay, the title. Let's see.
Buzz?
Yes, James.
I was stolen from my homeland, but gentrification must die.
Interesting. Points.
Buzz.
Yes, Flynn.
I don't know if you guys get the reference, because this was some internet drama, but how about Toxic Candy Train?
Yes! Thank you! Mm-hmm. Points!
Buzz.
Yes, Phil.
The title says, "Yes, I did that to Scott, but let me explain."
Ooh, that's good. All right, guys.
YouTube metadata, baby.
Love that. Thank you all so much for playing. In tied for second place, is Phil and James with 800 points.
What?
Our winner tonight is Anthony Fuentes.
The Fuentes.
900 points.
I'm sorry. If you didn't get the Toxic Gossip Train reference, that's on you guys.
Honestly,
just saying.
That I was hoping, because I kind of threw that in there in the prompt. I was hoping someone picked up on that. That's fucking hysterical.
It's because I have your same brain, Webster. We know. I fucking knew it right away.
This has been Horrible After Midnight. Thank you for listening. Back to not game show Alex now. That
good
was
game, good fucking game.
Guys.
Hey,
good
Webster, that was
shit.
Fun. That was super fun.
I had a lot of fun writing those prompts.
Can't believe I tied with James. What a fucking travesty.
Honestly, you all did great. If Fwens wasn't so fucking funny, you might have tied for first place.
I like to state that I buzzed in more than once in one category, and I don't know if I was given those points. But anyway, that's fine.
You were.
Yeah, boo. Even out
depending on the response, some were 200 points.
Oh,
some
that's
were
100 right. Points. My bad. That's
I remember, in the spirit of At Midnight, these points mean shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember.
Oh, right. So it's a rigged show. I get it.
I did
okay.
not.
Okay, that's fine.
Enjoy that.
As well, it's fine.
Check your phone. Check your phone, Flynn.
Oh, what the fuck?
You said
oh,
$5.
I got $5.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, damn. I still got to pay for the NPC damn. Hosting, though, so I just got a slight discount for the month.
It's true. Hey. Can't,
there you go.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that sometimes.
All right, guys.
We did it.
We got to get out of here pretty quick. But before we do, two last questions. Trash picks for the month, ranked.
I already got mine.
Yes, James. Sorry, not game show host Alex anymore. Go ahead.
Slaughterhouse is in first place.
Yes.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, second mm-hmm. place. Psycho Gorman in third, and this terrible movie in fourth. Killer Pinata in fourth.
I have the same exact ranking as James.
Yay!
I didn't see the fucking Slaughterhouse, so I'm a little
you
a little behind.
You missed out.
You didn't watch it?
He was
oh,
too busy.
Dude.
Being...
No, I missed it. I know, fucking all the things that was happening.
You have to watch but... it just because it's very entertaining.
It's on Hulu.
I'll watch it. I'll
great.
Watch it tonight, right now. Fucking, I'll do that. So for me, I guess since I only rank in three, I'm actually gonna put Psycho Gorman number one. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey number two, and this is a fat number four.
Yeah, fair.
I'm going Psycho Gorman one, Slaughterhouse two. Fuck, dude. I really did not like Winnie the Pooh, and I really did not like Killer Piñata.
Honestly, I could flip those two to be real.
I think I'm gonna go Killer Piñata.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hot
because
take.
this one, Killer Piñata, it did not take itself seriously, and Winnie the Pooh felt like it kind of did. And I was like, I mean, not as seriously as... It's probably the most seriously taken film out of all four, right?
Honey,
Phil, you convinced me, because this is not Platinum Dunes I'm watching on this one.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it ended with, like, Christopher Robin... What's his name?
Christopher Robin?
Robin. He was like, why? Why? And then Pooh just goes, you left! And I was like, okay, this is, like, a serious... Like,
okay.
You're trying to be serious. Yeah. At least Caleb Pinata had... I mean, it was cringy. It was terrible, too. Both of these fucking movies suck. Let me just say that. But I think Killer Piñata sucked a little less.
Interesting.
Yeah, I laughed a little more with Killer Piñata.
Yeah, same.
I feel like with Winnie the Pooh, I had a more enjoyable experience watching the movie, like, just from, like, an aesthetics perspective. Killer Piñata was just, like, very shaky cam at times for me, and it made it difficult to, like... focus, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
Why are you going to criticize Phil's DP work? It was 2015. Webster.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know, dude. It was in style at the time.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry for everything.
Good game, though. Good game.
Beautiful, guys. Quickly, rate this movie out of 5 shit-out pieces of candy.
I wanted to like this a lot more, but it just ruined it in the second half completely. So this is going to get, half of a bitten dick out of five.
A half-bitten dick.
So I don't remember what I ranked Winnie the Pooh, but this would be half a point above it. So whatever rating that was, I'm going to give it that out of $5. Thanks, Webster.
Nice. Very good.
I'm going to go 1.5 with this one.
Interesting.
1.5.
I'm going to give this one star. It's in error one King's Cup out of five.
Nice. There you go.
I feel like this movie had an interesting premise. The execution was terrible. Surprisingly, not the worst acting I've ever seen, though. I think Winnie the Pooh had worse acting.
Oh yeah,
true. She was a convincing predatory lesbian. Very convincing. Yeah.
Stop. All right. Well, on that note, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for Trash Month. This was, oh man, last year was so much fun. This year was so much fun. Thank you so much, true, everyone, for joining us. Let us know if you want us to do a part three.
And thanks to James for fucking pitching it and hosting it.
Thank you so much, James, for one, convincing us to do this, and two, joining us every week for a month so that we could talk about these terrible movies and give them the hype they deserve. Garbage.
Yeah, there is so many more shitty horror movies, so if you guys want to see this again or hear it again, please vote for it again. So that way we all may be tortured together for one more month.
Absolutely. However, next month, or next week even, is one Anthony Fuentes' birthday month.
Hey!
Which means we're back. We're back, baby, for an Anthony Fuentes birthday mandate. Stay tuned for that because, per usual, Fuen picked out some real depressing picks.
Sad boy month, baby.
Sad
Let's go.
Sad boy shit. God, such a fucking Pisces. All right. All right.
First one's real sad. The rest are okay.
That's true. So stay tuned for that. It'll be very cool. We're doing another two-parter, so stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. I'll give him a little hint too, because we had a couple DMs and good comments on this. It's another wrestling episode, baby.
Oof. Yeah. Oof. Mm-hmm. Oof. Mm-hmm. Wrestling nerds allowed. Yep. Wrestling nerds only.
Yeah. Shut up, James.
James loves sports entertainment.
I like laughing at the Attitude Era. That's about it.
All right. Let's leave it there. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Please make sure you are subscribed and have rated the podcast wherever you get them, whether it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We love you just the same. And then if you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest of our podcasting shenanigans, we are on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORRORBLE People's Podcast. You can find Flynn on Instagram at Hyrulean Hustler. And you can find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. You can find Phil on YouTube at Phil Acevedo. And you can find James. Where can people find you, James? You have many things to plug. Please plug them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like the Killer Pinata, I will plug things. Okay.
I was
no
drinking.
More. No more.
So you can find me on the Horrible People's Network as one third of the NPC Gaming Podcast with Fwen and Alex Cordova. We reveal news, gaming news. We talk a lot of shit on Microsoft. We're about to get a lot more depressed with the gaming layoff soon. Can find us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. I am also on another of the Horrible People's Network podcast that is Turning Tables Pod, where I play a barbarian in a live D&D play campaign. Woo. So please go give us a listen. It's a lot of fun.
He's just saying that because I'm here and I'm the DM.
Yeah. Yes, and I don't want her to throw all these creatures at me, so I die. So, points. I also have a solo podcast called the Retired Mosher Podcast. I have been mega busy for this last month, so I have not been able to fully finish my third episode, but I have two episodes on there right now that you can go and listen to. I promise the third episode is coming this week.
He's been mega busy and or throwing out his back.
Yes, mm-hmm. my back died for 2 weeks. Well, this is the third week, and it's still not 100%. I'm dealing with it, but it is what it is. I am trying to get better, and honestly, I've been dedicating a lot of my attention to Trash Month, but now that this is wrapped yeah. up, now that this is wrapped up, I will get back to my own solo podcast. So be on the lookout. Follow me on Instagram at RetiredMosherPod. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Yes,
and I would mm-hmm. like to announce a competing podcast called the Retired Musher Pod. So,
for that. By Phil Avocado.
Four episodes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well,
you've been mushed.
Thank you, guys.
You've been mushed.
We're going to go
Put
now.
Put a towel over his head. Sorry.
I don't want this face looking at that face. That Put him in the fucking bathroom.
Do it as Psycho Goreman, real quick before Trash Month ends.
I want that face to look at that face. Put him in the fucking bathroom.
On that note, I'm ending the episode now. Bye, guys.
See you guys. Bye. See ya.